I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Cinephile, this one's for you. Your love of film allows us to do what we do. If you want to support us, the best way to do so is to hit that subscribe button. From Spotify to Apple to our video versions on YouTube, subscribing matters. Feel really compelled? Well, we want to hear from you. Have a burning question? An indie filmmaker we need to interview or a film we need to know about? Think you can make us laugh on the air? Drop us a comment or a review.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to another Fandor video podcast. I'm Hooman. My amazing co-host is Chris Kelly.
Thank you so much.
How's your day, Chris?
It's excellent. It's excellent. Any day that I get to spend with you guys.
But
especially with Bryn.
It's
good to be here, guys.
Our executive producer. All right. Today's guest is a guy named Herb Stratford.
Woo-hoo.
Herb, welcome to the show. Tell us who, like, tell us a little bit about
back
yourself.
Back to the show.
Yeah, welcome back.
Sure, yeah, thank you. Yeah, no, it's exciting to be back. Thank you for having me. So, yeah, I'm a, I do a lot of different things. I'm a film festival programmer, so I do a number of festivals. We're going to talk about the Mendocino Film Festival today. But also, I'm a film critic. I'm a member of the Critics' Choice Association, and I'm a filmmaker. I have a documentary that I completed that's out now. And then also, I restore historic theaters. So I'm all over the place.
Wait, let's talk about that for a second. Your movie critic, do you watch the stuff on the streaming sites?
I do. I watch a lot of content. So I'm covering TV and film. So like this weekend, I was watching the first 5 episodes of The Staircase, and then I was watching all the episodes of the 3 Mile Island thing that Netflix has got coming out. And so, yeah, there's always tons and tons of content, at least 1,000 movies a year plus TV.
That'll be a very interesting one, especially given the conversations about nuclear as energy becomes a critical issue in the world, on the world stage right now.
Absolutely.
Do you watch Ozark?
I do. And I have to tell you, I love what they did. I think they stuck the landing. I think that the idea.
Don't tell us.
That's it. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying.
Three episodes last night, three of the new episodes.
You know, yeah. I'm both there too.
I'm just saying, you know, it's so hard when you have a beloved series, right? You know, look at The Sopranos, look at Game of Thrones.
Oh my God.
Just the pressure to really deliver something is really monumental. And I'm sad, but I'm pleased because it's over, right? I mean, I wanted more, but I didn't want it to end. But I'm very okay with how it ended.
I was super, super thrilled at the couple of episodes that I watched last night.
Me too.
I just was,
yeah.
You know, it's like, oh yeah, okay, it's back in a big way.
So Herb has finished the entire season already?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah, nice.
So, I'm sure you got it ahead of everybody else, right?
I did. And, you know, the trick is I'll get stuff early and then I'll watch it all. Like Disney gave me Moon Knight, the first 4 episodes, and I watched it. And then it was a month before episode 5. And I had to go back and rewatch because I had forgotten everything that
yesterday
happened.
Afternoon. And wow. it was really interesting. I was impressed with Jason Isaac. And like it was good. It was really good.
All right. Let's get back. Should we get back to Mendocino? All right. How long has the film festival been going and what do you do there?
So this is the 15th year of the festival. We had a couple of, you know, sort of off years because of COVID. This is the 15th in-person festival. And it's I'm the program director. So basically what that means is I'm the one looking at everything and working with our committee to figure out what we want to show. And that's everything from documentaries to narratives, shorts, and features. And then also, you know, who our guests are going to be and who our panels and our jurors and all those things.
Okay, nice. All right. So what films are you looking forward to this year, Mendocino?
So, you know, we've got a couple of interesting things. One of the things I'm most excited about is animator Bill Plimpton. And you guys probably know Bill from his work. He's one of the great kind of the last hand-drawn animator guys. He's been nominated for a number of Academy Awards. Bill's going to be up there with us. He's got a new feature-length animated film called Slide, which he's going to be showing the first hour of. And then we're going to be showing some of his greatest sort of shorts. And he's going to do an animation workshop too. So it's sort of a celebration of that. But that's also part of a larger sort of animation track that's happening this year. We also have the California premiere of Mickey, The Story of a Mouse, which is the documentary produced by Morgan Neville about Mickey Mouse, which is really interesting. Sure. And then we have a movie about Spain Rodriguez, who was the sort of the counterculture cartoonist. He was a contemporary of R. Crumb, if that sort of puts it into perspective. So a lot of interesting animation, but also some other great films, a lot of great documentaries, Bernstein's Wall, A Blind Ambition about the Zimbabwe wine tasting team. A lot of really fun stuff.
The Zimbabwe wine tasting team. That sounds awesome. So I'm on the board of the advisory board of the Disney Family Museum in San Francisco. So I'll have to catch the Mickey Mouse film at some point.
Yeah, it's really great. It's Morgan, you know, Morgan Neville has his hands on so many projects, but Jeff Malberg, the director, they were able to give it to us. And it's really exciting because it's not like, it's a very honest portrayal of Mickey Mouse. And it's not like a corporate whitewash. I mean, they get into some stuff about it.
It's the true Hollywood story of Mickey Mouse behind the music.
All right. So
he was a heroin addict, I heard.
And racist.
So do you guys have any cool initiatives this year in Mendocino?
Yeah, you know, we always do a lot with students and a lot with education and trying to connect filmmakers to, you know, to students in the area. So that's one of the great things about that. But also an interesting thing that's very timely is there's a film by Jake Hockendecker called Fire Boys. And this is a documentary that talks about the system within the California an incarceration program where young offenders are basically taught a skill of being a firefighter. And that's something that's not being done in a lot of other places. And then, you know, the idea is that not only are they helping, you know, pay their debt back to society, but they're hopefully getting skills that can be used in the future because there's never a shortage of fires in Northern California.
Firefighters and as, you know, as and it's like being in the military. I mean, it's a regimented set of programs for folks that I've done a lot of work with the criminal justice system in California over time. And this is one of the best programs that I have.
You're familiar with this one, huh?
I am indeed.
Wow. Look at you, Chris.
Yeah, I am too. My brother-in-law spent some time in the pen and did that.
So everyone knows about it except me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty much. Well, let's see if we can interview that director too. Huh? You guys know so much about this. Yeah. You guys can ask me that one. Oh, that's great. All right. Well, Herb, Mendocino sounds amazing. Remind us the dates of it again.
So it's June 2nd through the 5th.
And will you be there?
Will what?
Will you be there?
I will. I will be there doing a number of Q&As. And we have, you know, we have screenings in Mendocino and also in Fort Bragg. So we have one of our venues is this great tent that we erect that holds about 300 people. And we do a lot of the big signature screenings inside that tent, which is really fun.
Wow, that's great. All right, so
here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You know, we talked about streaming. We talked about film. Like, is there two or three streaming shows out there that just didn't get the love that you thought they should have, that you'd love to give a little bit of love to? Or you can just talk about whatever you want.
Ozark.
Yeah, let's talk about Ozark.
Well, you know, it's funny. Like I mentioned before, like I watch so much stuff that it's almost like I forget what I've watched by the time it comes out. So, and then there's things that I have to catch up on. Like last night, I was watching Bad Vegan, which I had not seen on Netflix, which is just...
I've heard great things about it, but I haven't
it's
watched
crazy.
It. Yeah. Okay. You know? What's it about?
So it's about this woman who was sort of the hot, and I mean that in both ways. She was like the big thing in New York. She's a raw vegan chef, and she had this place called Pure Food and Wine. Mm-hmm. And you know, like Alec Baldwin was hanging around and flirting with her, and she was like this big thing. She got all these backers and had this restaurant, but then she fell in with this crazy guy who almost was like a cult leader, and he convinced her to do all this stuff. He convinced her that he could make her dog and her immortal. And then she ended up giving him millions of dollars and then went on the run because, you know, none of her employees got paid. And it's just a crazy story. It's four parts on Netflix and I'm three into it. And I'm just sort of scratching my head and looking at my wife and thinking, how are people this crazy and stupid?
And is this a dramatization like Inventing Anna, or is it?
It's actual interviews. Okay. And it's very well done because, you know, it's a tough thing to, you know, I mean, these people are all talking about it, and it's very raw for them. I mean, especially the restaurant workers and the investors, and it just is this rabbit hole that just keeps going down further and further. And, you know, like all good true crime and drama, makes you realize, oh, my life's not so bad.
Did you watch it?
I did. Yeah. You know, it really does remind me of Inventing Anna. Okay. It's like somebody who's a serial liar and really good at it. And people just end up loaning money. And then, you know, they kind of set you up. It's a bait and switch where they give you a bunch of love and money and say, oh, I've got this big pile of money over here. Don't worry about it. Can I just borrow $100,000 for today? And then it goes on and on. And that's the classic.
You know? That sort of reminds me of the Tinder swindler.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's the other thing that's sort of been moving around that. And of course, Inventing Anna has Julia is her name.
Garner
from Ozark.
From so, Ozark, yeah. Back to Ozark.
Anything else, Herb, that you want to plug in the streaming world or in the film world that you really like?
You know, I just have to say something in the big world. You know, you guys sometimes you ask what sort of favorite films are, and you know, I've said before The Godfather, and I think I've said Days of Heaven is one of my favorites, but I had to revisit one of my other favorites this weekend, and that's Queen Margot from 1994, which is the Isabella Gianni movie, the French drama about sort of the Protestants and the Catholics fighting in the probably the 1300s in France. Love this movie. It's absolutely, it's almost 3 hours. It's just one of the most beautiful French films I've ever seen. You know, if you haven't seen it, check it out.
Okay.
Queen Margo. Wow. Look at you going deep. All right. His name is Herb. The Mendocino Film Festival is, you said, June 2nd to the June 5th, right?
That's right. Thank you.
And if you want to meet this guy in person, he'll be there.
All right.
And he's willing to sit down and talk to you for at least 5 minutes.
Every single
time. Absolutely.
And check
out the schedule. It's at MendocinoFilmFestival.org. You can check out all the films and see what's going on.
Awesome. Thanks so much. All right, Herb. We wish you nothing but the best, my man.
Hope to see you guys there.
Thanks. Good.